Monday, June 29th. Okay, remember when I said that everything about my birthday party was perfect? Well, I was wrong. And remember when I said I was just relieved Mackenzie hadn't ruined my party like she'd done in that horrible nightmare? Unfortunately, I was wrong about that, too. I should have been suspicious when Mackenzie and Tiffany were acting really nice to me and gushing about how great my party was and how I was going to love, love, love the fabulous birthday present they got me. And I should have been very suspicious when they insisted that Brandon, Chloe, and Zoe come and see my fabulous present, too. It was all just a sneaky plan to sabotage my friendships. Because this is what happened. OMG, designer luggage! They're gorgeous! Thank you, Mackenzie and Tiffany. I really needed these and will use them for the Bad Boys tour, said my friends. No way. She's going to Paris, said Mackenzie, blabbing all my business. She hasn't told you guys yet? Sorry if I spoiled your little secret, Nikki. Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon just stared at me in shock with their mouths hanging open. It was suddenly quite obvious to me that Mackenzie and Tiffany had only come to my birthday party to start some drama. Chloe glared at both of them.
You two are wrong. If Nikki were going to Paris, she would have told us first. We're her BFFs.
Sorry to burst your bubble, but not all the gossip you hear is true, Zoe fumed.
Enough with the drama already, Brandon sighed. Nikki promised to tell us if she was going to Paris, and she would have if it were true.
Right, Nikki? My three friends asked suddenly, putting me on the spot.
Wrong, Tiffany sneered. Nikki's name is on the list for the trip to Paris, along with mine. I can show you the email on my cell phone.
Just great! This was not the way I wanted my friends to find out. I should have just been honest and told them the truth weeks ago.
Listen, guys, it's true. I am going to Paris, I stammered nervously. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Andre standing nearby, and his face lit up with a huge grin.
You are?
My friends gasped in disbelief.
Why didn't you tell us? Brandon asked.
When did you plan to tell us? Zoe asked.
What were you thinking? You're going to Paris with Tiffany? Everyone knows that she hates your guts, Chloe scolded me.
Okay, my friends had just asked me way too many complicated questions.
I planned to tell you, after my party, but I was really worried you guys would be upset or mad at me, so I kind of procrastinated just a little, I muttered.
Nikki, where are your friends? We're actually happy for you. You didn't have to keep Paris a secret from us, Zoe exclaimed.
I didn't? I didn't. I'd never do that, I lied.
Keeping a secret like that from your best friends is really shady.
Sure, we're a teeny bit disappointed, Chloe griped. And maybe a little upset, and possibly totally devastated, but we'll get over it. Maybe.
We just want you to achieve your dreams. Nikki, you deserve Paris, Brandon gushed.
Then the strangest thing happened. My friends started planning a bon voyage party for me. Right there at my birthday party.
Like, who
silly, wonderful, adorkable friends. That's who. I'm really going to miss them. Mackenzie and Tiffany just smirked and rolled their eyes at us. I felt the overwhelming urge to yell, "Shut up!" even though they weren't saying anything. For weeks, I'd been totally stressing about Paris and keeping it a deep, dark secret from my friends. For no reason whatsoever. Well, one thing is for sure. I will not be inviting those drama queens to my bon voyage party. I have two words for each of them. Girl, bye.